RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The clock keeps ticking toward a late Friday night government shutdown. The measure cooked up by House Speaker Mike Johnson failed miserably.
The measure hailed by President-elect Trump as a success didn't even earn a majority vote in the Republican-controlled House. It fell well short of the two-thirds vote it would have needed to swiftly pass. For the moment, there's no clear path forward for Speaker Mike Johnson. His bipartisan deal was blown up by Trump and Elon Musk. Democrats, whose votes may be necessary, are insisting that negotiated package is the only measure they'll support as the shutdown deadline nears.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg says federal prosecutors in his office are working out how separate cases in the killing of the United Healthcare chief exec will run parallel to each other, accused assassin Luigi Mangione back in New York City after waiving extradition. Amazon insisting a strike by Teamsters union workers has had no impact on deliveries. This is ABC News. Some law enforcement officers are getting closer to trial for their roles in the elementary school massacre in Uvalde, Texas.
Former school police chief in Uvalde, Texas, was not successful in having his indictment over the May 2022 school shooting thrown out. Instead, Pete Arredondo has been ordered to stand trial along with former school police officer Adrian Gonzalez, their tentative trial date set for October. Arredondo and his attorneys maintain that only the gunman who killed 19 students and two teachers at Robb Elementary was responsible. He and Gonzalez, the only law enforcement officers criminally charged, have both pleaded not guilty. Brian Clark, ABC News.
On Westford, Massachusetts' Narragansett Pond, Tiki, a 20-year-old black-and-white cat who likes to roam around outdoors despite being blind, fell off the ice and into the pond. A passerby alerted two nearby construction workers who jumped into a boat and rescued Tiki, who's now back home. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke Mathers, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Bucks players in the Hall of Fame? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame has posted their nominees for this year's class of inductees, and four Milwaukee Bucks are on the list. Marcus Johnson, who played 11 years with the team. Terry Cummings, who had an 18-year career in the NBA, six with Milwaukee. John McLaughlin, who was on the 1971 championship team, nominated as an NBA contributor. And head coach Doc Rivers, who was on a list of one of the top 15 coaches of all time in the NBA. The finalists to be announced during the All-Star break in February. The Bucks are on the road tonight in Cleveland taking on the first place Cavaliers. NFL, the Packers holding practice in the snow yesterday, getting ready to host the Saints. Matt LaFleur says he wants to see his team dominate on Monday night.
We have not played a complete game, I would say, in all three phases in the same game. There's been moments, but it always comes back down to focusing on yourself, and I don't care who you're playing in this league.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Can you imagine not even having contact info for your parents? That's how Trinity Rodman is rolling these days, saying her father, Dennis Rodman, is only her dad by blood. Trinity, who is a professional soccer player for the Washington Spirit, appeared on the Call Her Daddy podcast and said her father's hard-partying lifestyle as an NBA player was not conducive to him being a good parent. I believe that's true, but he did make a beautiful bride. FX's series The Old Man has two seasons in the books, and that is all, folks. The show about an ex-CIA operative played by Jeff Bridges performed well in its first season and received two Emmy nominations. Season 2 received 3 Critics' Choice nominations, but that did not stop FX from pulling the plug. Despite this, it's a pretty good show if you want to check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter weather advisory remains in effect. Another 1 to 2 inches of new snow on top of what has already fallen. We'll see plenty of clouds overnight, lower 20s and gusty north winds. Light snow ending early Friday, turning mostly sunny, highs near 30. Currently 26 degrees.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, will the Musk-Trump GOP get to a plan C to fund the government before midnight Friday? Also, what impact does the ABC-Disney settlement have on journalism? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Peach Wabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Peach Wabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. A Thursday night edition where we are lighting it up despite the weather. That's right. I don't like winter, but tonight especially, I say suck it, snow. We're going to light it up anyway. Conrad, you ready to do this?
You know, I think so.
Yeah, you can't fake enthusiasm like that. All right. We have a really fun show. It's great to have you here. I know Christmas is getting close. We finally got, it looks like we're going to have a white Christmas. I mean, I don't know what it's like in your part of the state, but here, I would say we haven't gotten quite yet what we thought we were going to get. Would you say that's,
you know, I think accurate? We might not get a white Christmas, actually, because it's supposed to warm up.
When is it supposed to warm up?
I believe next week it's supposed to get up to 40s.
You know, that doesn't even bother me, and I almost hate to say that. I used to not even be able to fathom not having a white Christmas when I was much younger, but I'm okay with that.
I went to Florida for the first time, like, for Christmas 2 years ago.
Okay.
Now, I believe. And I was not bothered at all that there was not a late Christmas because I was warm outside.
That's exactly what it was like. Like, when I lived in L.A., the first year or two, I was like, this is so weird. And then by year 3 and 4, we started being able to take the kids to the park on Christmas Day. I was like, yeah, this isn't so bad. I got really used to it. So, yeah, it was fun. So, well, I don't know. Maybe we'll have a white Christmas. It's going to be a great Christmas, though, folks. And we're going to help you kick it off here on Civic Media on Tuesday, Christmas Eve at 4 p.m. We are going to broadcast 2 hours before our regular time, and that will segue into nothing but Christmas music and Christmas carols here at Civic Media all the rest of Christmas Eve, starting at 6 p.m. through the next day, all Christmas Day. So that will be fun, and we will help send you off into a wonderful Christmas where you can't hear about politics or current events or even Nightlight on Christmas Day. It's just going to be Christmas music. It'll be a lot of fun. And we have a great show. That show will be extra fun because we have a visit from Jimmy Stewart. Yes, we found him. We tracked him down. He will be joining us from the other side. He passed away several years ago. We still got him.
Wasn't it like 1990-something?
It's been a while. But I think he's itching to get back in the game. And yes, this is radio in Wisconsin, not quite Hollywood and Beverly Hills. But I think he could use a little bit of the limelight. So we're going to talk to Jimmy Stewart. We're going to talk to Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. We're going to talk about our traditions and all that kind of stuff. Luke Mathers has agreed to come on the show and take a quiz, a Christmas Carol Challenge, we're calling it. So we'll do that with Luke. We got a lot of fun stuff planned on Christmas Eve. So, but tonight, this is exciting. It's Thursday. We're making our popcorn pick of the week tonight, and to help us do it at 6:35 is my old pal and podcasting rock star, Jimmy Pardo. You've probably heard of his podcast, Never Not Funny. And if you haven't, you need to check it out. He's hilariously funny and has fans just everywhere. Pardo got in on the ground floor, really, of podcasting. In fact, I remember when he did it being like, oh, that's an interesting thing to put your... I've been wrong about every iteration of social media or new trends. I missed what was the YouTube thing? No, before it was YouTube, MySpace. I missed out on MySpace. I thought YouTube was stupid. I'm like, who's going to want to watch people's home movies? Wow. But Jimmy had the foresight. He got on, and he has one of the most successful podcasts in the world now. So it'll be fun to have Jimmy here to make the popcorn pick of the week. And then we talk to Kim Shefchik, will be here from Doctors in Recital. They have become sort of semi-regulars. They're so talented. They're going to be in the studio, weather permitting. I think we at least for sure have Kim, and she set us up with a couple of tunes. But if Paul and Chris Piatt can make it too, they will be performing live in the studio. So we will we'll look forward to that at 7:05. And then our old pal Mike Clemens hops on the show to talk. What, Conrad?
Sports.
Yeah. Mike's going to talk sports. We'll ask him about the Packers and Saints matchup. I'm sure he's got a lot of stuff. It's funny, when Mike comes on the show, I have all these questions for him, but usually he just comes on and he starts rolling.
Yeah.
And it's like stuff that's even more current than what I was going to ask him about. So however Mike wants to play it, that's fine with me. He is so much fun to talk to, and he'll be here at 7:35. So there is your show. Tonight, we're going to have a little fun with Christmas carols. And we all have, you know what, let's just go to the question of the night. Let's roll it.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your least favorite Christmas carol? What is the Christmas carol that when it comes on, it almost takes you out of the Christmas spirit? I know for me, it's We Need a Little Christmas. I can't, there's a franticness to that song. It's almost kind of disingenuous. It's like, I think it's well-intentioned because yes, we need a little Christmas for sure, but it's the way it's composed. I just don't like the song and it takes me out of the season, takes me out of the spirit. I don't like it, Conrad. I don't like the song.
Who's that by?
I don't know. Who cares? It's a terrible song.
You know, I thought, didn't Maroon 5 do a Christmas song or something?
Did they? Not a huge fan of Maroon 5 either.
No, because I remember you saying you don't like Maroon 5. I forgot if it was Christmas music or something else.
No. What do you have on? What's yours? Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful, it's a tenor, right? Or is that a baritone? That is awful. You know,
see,
that makes me want to just put up my dogs playing poker poster and play that song. That's a terrible song, but I don't even consider that a song.
Yeah, no, it's whoever composed it put it to one group of people. And the rest of them, I feel like, hate it, like us.
Like, what do you mean, like dog lovers?
Not just dog lovers, but lovers. Like dogs are their lives.
Yeah, I mean? But that's not even... I get, you know, some people like pets more than other people, and that's fine, but that's still a bad song.
Yeah, no
do
matter
your pet a service and write a good song. And don't have the pet perform it, although that's probably a person. So that's Conrad's. What is that called? Dogs Barking Jingle Bells?
Barking Dogs Jingle Bells.
Yeah, not even a clever title. They couldn't even think of a good title.
Jingle Barks. I mean, come on.
Oh, there you go. I like it. We Need a Little Christmas. Just on the Google, it says originally sung by Angela Lansbury. And it was from the 1966 Broadway show MAME. And Angela Lansbury was in that show and performed it. I did not know that. Maybe there is a better version of that song out there, but it's so hyper. I just hate it. But what is your least favorite Christmas carol? What is the song, the Christmas song that comes on that just takes you out of the spirit? Or that you're sick of or that you never need to hear again? Let me know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What is your least favorite Christmas carol? I will be asking all the guests this tonight. I have no idea what Pardo will say. or Mike Clemens, or Kim Shevchik, and the doctors in a recital. That was funny on the Facebook, on the social, well, the social media blast we do every day here to promote the show. I think Amanda already dealt with this, but she does such a good job putting the social media post together. But our friend Mike Desitel, who has been on the show, said he thought it was called Doctors in Rectal. Read the post, Mike. Mike has a very earthy sense of humor. I know Mike. He's a good guy. But no. If that was what your group was called, I wouldn't even have them on Nightlight. Because that would be obviously a bad joke or something. Sure? I mean, if I was desperate, maybe. No, that's terrible. So that's your show. It's a fun show tonight. And we had Pete Moore. It's interesting. Now that we've been on a year, we've had our own little anniversaries within that time. And last year, on this day, do you remember what happened, Conrad?
It was Jennifer Beals' birthday.
Yes. Yes, 1,000 times yes. Jennifer Beals, the star of Flashdance and many TV shows, a fine actor, went to high school with my buddy Pete Moore at Francis Parker in Chicago. It's kind of one of those lakefront schools, private school. And I always remember Pete telling me the story that he kissed Jennifer Beals in a play. Actually, I think it was his wife, Rami, that told that story. And we had Pete on the show last year. I thought, oh, it's Jennifer Beals' birthday. It would be fun to have Pete tell that story on the show. And he did. He took us down memory lane. And that's how desperate we were for guests, you know, like a week into the show. Not that Pete's a bad guest. Pete's a great guest, and he's hilarious. But I have a friend who kissed a movie star before she was a movie star. We put him on the radio to talk about it. And he was very funny. And remember, Pete came on to tell that story about Steve Carell.
Yeah.
They were waiters together at the Hard Rock Cafe in Chicago when they were doing Second City. And then we did something and we lost the file. I couldn't believe that. So we got to have Pete on again. He's so funny. And this is his day. So I hope he rejoices. He did say I texted him to remind him of that today. And he said he saw her at a little reunion they had somewhere out in L.A. They have a mutual friend. And I don't know. He probably didn't bring up the kiss because it was like, I don't know, Pete's older than me. It could have been like 50 years ago. I have no idea. But that was a funny story. So
that would be a funny opener. Just be like, hey, remember when I kissed you?
Yeah. They were like 15 in a school play. And that's what it was. It's not like he really kissed her. It was a school play. Like he had to kiss her. She had to be kissed. So it was beautiful stuff. When we come back, we are going to read your texts. And they're going to be fun because our question tonight is, what is your least favorite Christmas carol? You know you have one. Share it. Text us, message us on the app, on the stream. Just get a hold of us because I can already tell I'm going to like reading these texts. So Jimmy Pardo at 6:35, podcaster extraordinaire, will make the popcorn pick of the week. Mike Clemens is here, Kim Shevchik and the doctors in recital. It's a great night here at Nightlight, and it's a great night for you to be here. I always love when you're here. So be part of the show. It's always more fun. This is Pete Schwabba in Nightlight. We're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain.
Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Mathers, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. So I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
So Eric from Lodi, he's in the 608, says, oops, you beat me to MAME. We Need a Little Christmas is a Johnny Mathis hit. I actually kind of like the song. Interesting. I don't doubt Eric. He's very well-read on such things. But, I would probably like hearing Johnny Mathis sing it better than any of the other singers I've heard because I love Johnny Mathis. But I had no idea. Jim from Appleton says, too many to count. My favorite hardly ever gets played, The Carol of the Bells. Nice one, Jim. I don't ever hear that either. I think that, I don't know if it's a rotation, but you're right. Some of them you just don't hear. And the ones that are like, have been like part of pop music, like Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. Great. Darlene Love has a great one. The name escapes me at the moment, but like, yeah, we don't need to hear some of these. I don't know. They need a new rotation or something. Cause why don't we hear Carol of the Bells? Why don't we hear Oh Holy Night? Little Drummer Boy. Matt in the 608, he's from Richland Center, says the Chipmunks Christmas song. What a piece of trash. The only good Chipmunk song is the theme to Chippendale's Rescue Rangers. This text cracks me up because Matt is saying the Chipmunks, what a piece of trash, but then counters and says there is a good Chipmunk song, though, and it's the Chippendale's Rescue Rangers. That's very funny to me. Thank you, Matt. Great text. Anna from Madison says, hi, Pete and Conrad. My least favorite Christmas song is Feliz Navidad because it is played too much during the season. That's a great point. However, I do like that song. It's so happy. And it makes me want to go and live in that commercial, the Corona commercial where they light the tree. I don't know. There's something about that song I really like. And Michael Bublé does a good version of that with, it's a duo, and I can't remember the name of the woman he sings it with. But I could see that, Anna. Yeah, they play that a lot. What do you think about that, Conrad? You like that song?
You know, I really do like that song. I think it's I think it's a great, every time it comes on, I will sing with it, you know?
That's kind of how I am. For whatever reason, I don't get sick of that song. Now, I don't hear it every day. I don't listen to the radio much where they would play it. But when I'm in a restaurant or something, when it comes on, I do like it. 608 says, Oh, Christmas Tree is the worst. My least favorite. And I'm a millennial. What are the millennial years again?
Let me look.
Go to the Google because I'm curious now. I want to know how old the 608 is. Oh, Christmas Tree. Oh, Christmas Tree. How about, yeah, I could see that. That's been overplayed. Some of these too have been played for like 100 years. So they kind of lose out on any kind of freshness or, yeah, I don't know.
They're born between early 1980s and the mid 1990s.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she'd be in her 40s or low 40s maybe. Yeah. Well, they play it a lot. I get it. And there are no right or wrong answers, folks. Whatever gets under your skin, I want to hear about it. Mark from the 608 says, it's twisted, I know, but chipmunks roasting on an open fire. That's pretty twisted. I've never heard that, though, I don't think. Chipmunks roasting on an open fire. Eric from Lodi says, I absolutely hate the chipmunk song. It kills the holidays for me. Now that I think of it, if I hear that song, I have to follow it up with We Need a Little Christmas. Coincidence? Interesting. Eric's go-to to pull him out of the dumps because of another song is the song I hate the most. I think that means we're friends. Mark from Prairie du Sac says, it actually makes me smile. That's very funny. Mark has maybe some shallow graves in his backyard. I don't know. Eric from Lodi says, the chipmunk song Haters. Look up Chipmunks Roasting on an Open Fire by Bob Rivers. Going to the stream, Sarah says, Christmas shoes. Ha ha. And she put a little puke emoji. What's the Christmas shoes song? That's a story, right? Is it the one where they're reading? Not ours. That's not.
I was like, wait, is she talking about the Life Mark?
No. Our life. We did a parody of a Life Mark movie called The Christmas Shoes, which is pretty cheesy. But I think Christmas Shoes is also, it's like a song, but it's like spoken word poetry and they play music behind it. I think that's what Sarah is referring to. So let us know what Christmas carol you absolutely hate or the carol that takes you out of the Christmas spirit. Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, and we will read your text on the radio. Great when you guys are part of the show. Steve from Florida says, I just listened to the Christmas Shoes song, the most depressing song I have ever heard. I got to give that. Let's see if we can find a snippet of that, because I remember it as being very depressing. There's like no cheer whatsoever. Sarah says, this is a song. Okay. Nice. I have to tell you, I've talked about this on the show. You know what? I'm not going to go there. Remember when I was telling you I get these texts for some woman named Yin?
Yeah.
Who was always trying to give her more insurance? They text me once a week. And it's not even, it's like, what? This woman has never responded. So why do they keep texting her? And they're sending it to my phone. I'm tempted. I feel like Yin probably does need more insurance. It says, Yin, are you available? You are eligible to update your health plan for 2025. Call now to review options with a licensed agent. Stop to opt out. First of all, that doesn't work. I've clicked stop because I feel bad for Yin if her own insurance company can't reach her. But maybe they're so annoying and persistent she ditched them and never told them. Yin, you are eligible to update your health plan for 2025. I'm going to do this on the air, Conrad, with you as my witness. Stop, for the love of God. Okay.
I don't think they'll stop because you
said
that.
No, they're not going to. There is no God to these people because they keep sending it. It's just awful. Hey, a lot of cool movies open this weekend. Check out, I do the Hollywood Beats, and we're gonna post this on the website. It's so, and they're like not Christmas movies, but there's like good action, good family films. We'll go over that later in the show. All right, Jimmy Pardo is here. Coming up next, folks, after Civic Media's award-winning news team keeps you informed here at Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, we will be back to make our popcorn pick of the week, and a very funny guy will help us do it, and the founder of the Never Not Funny podcast. Check it out if you haven't. Jimmy's coming up next. We got Mike Clemens later in the show, and Kim Shefchek, and the doctors in recital are here as well. It's a great night here at Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
They counted pennies for what seemed like years in the cashier said, son, there's not enough here. He searched his pockets frantically. Then he turned and he looked at me. He said, Mama made Christmas good at our house. Most years she...
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. The clock keeps ticking toward a late Friday night government shutdown. The measure cooked up by House Speaker Mike Johnson failed miserably.
The measure hailed by President-elect Trump as a success didn't even earn a majority vote in the Republican-controlled House. It fell well short of the two-thirds vote it would have needed to swiftly pass. For the moment, there's no clear path forward for Speaker Mike Johnson. His bipartisan deal was blown up by Trump and Elon Musk. And Democrats, whose votes may be necessary, are insisting that negotiated package is the only measure they'll support as the shutdown deadline nears.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg says federal prosecutors in his office are working out how separate cases in the killing of the United Healthcare chief exec will run parallel to each other, accused assassin Luigi Mangione back in New York City after waiving extradition. Amazon insisting a strike by Teamsters union workers has had no impact on deliveries. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Bucks players in the Hall of Fame. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame has posted their nominees for this year's class of inductees, and four Milwaukee Bucks are on the list. Marcus Johnson, who played 11 years with the team. Terry Cummings, who had an 18-year career in the NBA, six with Milwaukee. John McLaughlin, who was on the 1971 championship team, nominated as an NBA contributor. And head coach Doc Rivers, who was on a list of one of the top 15 coaches of all time in the NBA. The finalists to be announced during the All-Star break in February. The Bucks are on the road tonight in Cleveland, taking on the first place Cavaliers. NFL, the Packers holding practice in the snow yesterday, getting ready to host the Saints. Matt LaFleur says he wants to see his team dominate on Monday night.
We have not played a complete game, I would say, in all three phases in the same game. There's been moments, but it always comes back down to focusing on yourself, and I don't care who you're playing in this league.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Jim Carrey was serious about retiring from acting until he wasn't. The actor told the Associated Press that he was going to retire, but bought a lot of stuff and needed money. Desperation is not a very good negotiating tactic, so I'm guessing that is why Carrey probably walked back his comments to comicbook.com, saying he was joking. You can catch Carrey in Sonic Hedgehog 3 in theaters December 20th. In Where Are They Now news, one of the lovable thugs in Home Alone was played by Daniel Stern. You might remember him as the guy who had maybe the greatest scream in movie history when Macaulay Culkin put the huge spider on his chest. Stern posted a video on Blue Sky showing what he is doing now, tangerine farming. He gave his followers a tour of his studio and fruit-squeezing apparatuses. It was actually really cool. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It will be breezy this morning with a little more off and on light snow, although I don't expect much more in the way of accumulation. And then the wind will die down. We'll clear out this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-20s here today. Tonight it'll be clear, 8 above. Tomorrow partly cloudy, 19. We're back to near 30 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.